Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of December the 16th through the 20th. We've got a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hey guys, this is News and Weather with Journey, Nisa, and Anna. Let's start off with the news. Friday, December the 13th, Christmas tournaments will be held at Ponce de Leon beginning on Thursday. Bethlehem will play on Thursday and Friday at 4:45 and at 7. Please come out and support our team.
Friday the 13th, cheerleaders, please be prepared to stay after school on Thursday and Friday to leave with the basketball teams.
Monday, December the 16th, there will be a senior parent meeting Monday night in the library to discuss the senior trip to Colorado.
The 2020 yearbook is now on sale for $45. If you would like to save $10 on the yearbook, order now. The cost will go up.
Christmas break is next week, Friday, December the 20th, so have fun with your Christmas plans.
Thursday, December 19th. FBLA is hosting a food drive to create a food pantry at Bethlehem. We're asking everyone to bring in non-perishable items. The class that brings in the most items wins a pizza party.
December 13th, Friday, FBLA will be selling Christmas cookie grams again this year. The cost is $2 per gram. You will have a choice between two sugar cookies or two chocolate chip cookies. Middle and high school can purchase from any FBLA member or Ms. Hayford. Deadline is Friday. That's all for this week's news. Let's go to Anna with the weather.
Friday, December 13th, rainy with a high of 60 and a low of 51. Saturday, December the 14th, partly cloudy with a high of 67 and a low of 42. Sunday, December the 15th, sunny with a high of 69 and a low of 51. Monday, December the 16th, sunny with a high of 67 and a low of 54. This weather has been accurate as of December the 11th.
That's all for this week's news and weather. Stay tuned for the next segment.
What's up, Wildcats, and welcome back to Funky Factoids! Today we'll be discussing some random facts. Let's get right into it.
The average American eats about 35,000 cookies in his or her lifetime.
Wow.
I ate that many this morning. I'm just saying.
Did you know that Hawaii has their own time zone?
I did not know that. I knew they were like quite a few hours different, but I didn't know it was a whole different separate time zone.
Well, I mean, when you really think about it, Hawaii is kind of isolated from the United States in itself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you know that greyhounds can reach a high speed of 45 miles per hour?
Whoa.
I did not.
I was thinking like 20-something miles an hour. I was not expecting 40-something.
They're fast boys.
Yes.
Fast boys, good boys, fast boys.
That's pretty doggone fast.
Clever.
Oh, you're barking up the wrong tree, mister.
Did you guys know a shark can hear a fish in the water from more than a mile away?
I did not. Nemo shook.
Seems a little fishy to me.
Da-dum.
Did you know that every year there are close to 900 million lipstick tubes sold worldwide? Dane would know a lot about lipstick. He wears it all the time.
Yeah.
All these can be found at Fun Facts on Instagram.
Thank you guys for listening and tune in next time for
Funky Factoids.
We'll be back soon with more funky facts. Adios, muchachos.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Coda.
And Avery.
With the Tech of Today, here to tell you some interesting facts about the apps and technology in our everyday lives. The app of today is Bitmoji. This app lets you make an avatar for your Snapchat account. This avatar may look like you or look different. That is your choice. This app is rated E for everyone. If you are interested, look it up on Google Play or the App Store.
We have all been asked once or twice to go print something out for our teachers. Well, since technology never stops moving forward, they have invented printers that you can email what you want printed to the printer you've chosen. So it's more likely you'll be asked to go grab some papers without having to worry about struggling with the printing process.
This has been Coda
and Avery
with the Tech of Today. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for history.
Hi, my name is Tyler. I'm here with Jenny and Cameron, and we are here to discuss a flash in time. We're going back to December 16th through the 19th, so let's get to it. On December 16th, 1811, the first of the New Madrid earthquakes, a series of incredibly violent quakes centered near New Madrid, Missouri, occurs.
On December 16th, 1835, fire roars through New York City, destroying approximately 600 buildings.
On December 17th, 1903, at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, Orville and Wilbur Wright make the world's first successful motor-powered airplane flights.
On December 17th, 1906, Oscar S. Straits becomes the first Jewish cabinet member as Theodore Roosevelt's Secretary of Commerce and Labor.
On December 18th, 1787, New Jersey becomes the third state to ratify the Constitution.
On December 18th, 1813, during the War of 1812, the British capture Fort Niagara in New York.
On December 19th, 1777, George Washington's army enters winter camp at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
On December 19th, 1871, Mark Twain receives the first of three patents for improved suspenders.
December 16th, 1773, Massachusetts colonists staged the Boston Tea Party. December 17th, 1777, France, America's most valuable ally during the Revolutionary War, recognizes the young nation's independence. December 18th, 1777, Americans observe the first National Day of Thanksgiving to celebrate the surrender of the British Army at Saratoga, New York, 2 months earlier. December 19th, 1732, in Philadelphia, Benjamin Franklin begins publishing Poor Richard's Almanac.
This information was brought to us by the American Patriots Almanac by William J. Bennett and John T. Cribb. Thanks for tuning in this week. Tune back in next week for more history. Until then, stay in school and stay cool.
Merry Christmas!
What's up, everybody? My name is Journey, and this is a segment called Kids with Questions. Today's question is, what's your favorite holiday and why?
Hello, my name is Melvin, and my favorite holiday is Mr. Williams' birthday, so I can worship him. That's all there is.
Hello, my name is Kason, and my favorite holiday is Christmas because I get to see all my family.
Oh, that's really sweet. That's it for this week's Kids with Questions. Stay tuned for the next segment.
Hey everyone, I'm Dane.
And I'm Haley.
And today we're going back to the days of the 80s. Today for you guys, we have 15 kids shows from the 80s. They're not in any particular order, but we're going to list them off, and we're going to give the network they originally aired on.
First we have Sesame Street, and it aired on PBS first.
Then there's Fraggle Rock, which originally came out on HBO.
Next we have Inspector Gadget, which aired on CBS.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe was first run on syndication, which is where multiple networks have access to it.
Next we have Thomas on ITV.
And then there's The Muppet Babies, which originally aired on CBS.
Mr. Rogers, NET.
Reading Rainbow came out on PBS first.
Next, we have DuckTales on Disney Channel.
And at this point in the podcast, guys, Haley had to leave real quick, so I'm going to finish up these top six for you guys. We have Garfield, which came out on CBS. We have The Smurfs, which aired on NBC. Transformers and Thundercats and Care Bears all came out on syndication first. And then we have The Real Ghostbusters, which came out on ABC. And that is the 15 best kids shows from the 80s. I'm Dane.
And I'm Haley.
And we'll see you guys next week. All right, everyone. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast this week. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast. And we'll see you guys next week.